Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is John Cena headlining SummerSlam? We'll talk about it. Plus, are the AEW EVPs getting on? Cody's talked about it. And an NXT star is getting set for a big old push. For Friday, May the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
So everybody back there thinks I got this mythical golden shovel. That I got these magical powers that I can control everything and keep everybody's fate. Dude, I can't tell if you're blind or stupid. Look and listen. They hold the keys. They always have. They always will. But you gotta blame me. Fine, I've been hearing that racket for 10 years and I ain't tired yet. I'm strong enough. I've been called a lot worse by a lot tougher. But you actually believe that I'm a shark, that I hold everybody down, that I swim to the top and keep them underwater at any and all costs. I'm a level with you, homie. I haven't main evented WrestleMania in 5 years. I was the opening match at SummerSlam. I was honored and privileged to earn the United States title at this stage in my career and use it as a beacon of opportunity to introduce new superstars to the WWE like Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, just to name a few. You took the US title as a demotion. And you stand there and blame me. Fine, I blame you. I'm still here because you can't do your job. When it comes to this yard, you probably haven't learned it yet. There's only one rule, step up or step aside. And over the years, there's been a few to step up, but nobody to ever keep up. And then I finally hear about this one guy, the Roman Reigns, the one that can keep up. And now I look at you and I listen to you. You should be ashamed I'm a part-timer, because I can do this part-time better than you could ever do it full-time.
John Cena looking as if he is going to be a part of SummerSlam 2021. Now, we know John Cena is scheduled to be part of the SmackDown episode on July the 16th. It'll be the first time John Cena has been in front of a live crowd in quite some time for WWE. Andrew Zarian from the Matt Men podcast has strongly hinted that Cena is going to be not only part of plans on SmackDown July the 16th, but he is going to be part of the SummerSlam main event. No hints have been given as to who he will be facing, but based on the lack of top babyfaces available for Roman Reigns, and based on the fact that WWE needs to sell out a 60,000-seater stadium, one is going to speculate that maybe John Cena is going to get in there with Roman Reigns. This is a marquee match that would fit a WrestleMania, but with no WrestleManias coming up for a little while, why not make it a big SummerSlam main event? Your first major event with the crowds returning. Also, in terms of SummerSlam, Andrew Zarian has tweeted out, according to a very reliable source, SummerSlam will take place on Saturday, the 21st of August in Vegas. This source has been a home run with a few things regarding SummerSlam, and I am confident that he is correct. So, there was some back and forth on when SummerSlam will be taking place, if it was going to move out of Las Vegas as well. And it has been confirmed that Las Vegas is indeed the home of SummerSlam 2021. Tickets will be going on sale for it very, very soon. And the location now has been confirmed. We have gone back and forth a little bit on this. We talked about it earlier on in the week. The Allegiant Stadium is going to be the home of SummerSlam. And it could be the home of a huge match between John Cena and Roman Reigns. AEW Double or Nothing is this weekend, and last night Cody Rhodes held a press call to discuss all things All Elite Wrestling. A few recurring conversations came up during that press call. One thing that was mentioned was the rumoured heat between Cody and his fellow EVPs in AEW. Cody addressed this, particularly the heat between he and the Young Bucks, following the Young Bucks changing their bio, Cody acknowledging it on Twitter and all that stuff. He said he chalked it up to their success at creating a lot of anger. He says, quote, as sexy as that story is, I support their projects fully, and we wouldn't put this show on the air if the four of us weren't functioning as one team. There is no truth to that. We're one team, and we will remain one team. So Cody Rhodes putting to bed any rumors of any issues between the other EVPs in AEW. Also from that press call, Cody discussed AEW Rampage, the brand new show coming as part of this TBS deal that they have signed, which will see Dynamite on TBS, Rampage on TNT. Cody's really excited for Rampage. It's going to be a third hour, essentially, of AEW TV. When Dynamite finishes, you'll switch over the channel and you'll have Rampage for an hour. He says it'll immediately follow Dynamite, serving as the third hour of programming to showcase the roster. Cody says that Rampage is going to be treated with the same care as Dynamite, and it is not a secondary show. He reassures fans that Dark and Dark Elevation will complement them. He says Dark will feature more talent from specific markets that they are in once it goes on the road, with some Dark favourites touring with them. Cody also says, if with regards to these rumoured TV specials they're doing, that AEW are not a save-it-for-the-pay-per-view company. The four TV specials they have planned will be mega events a la Clash of the Champions with Converge stories. So lots to take away from AEW's press call last night ahead of Double or Nothing this Sunday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yesterday, Tom Phillips was released from WWE after nearly 10 years within the company. Starting in 2012 as a backstage interviewer, he's commentated on every show for WWE, 205 Live, NXT UK, Main Event, NXT, SmackDown, and Raw. and pretty much every major pay-per-view as well he's been a part of too. He was replaced by Adnan Virk last month on Monday Night Raw, was nowhere near WrestleMania, and that's why we started to think that maybe something is amiss. When Virk was let go, we thought maybe Tom Phillips might have a reprieve and go back onto the announce table, at least for the time being, but no, it was fortunately announced during another week of layoffs within WWE that Tom Phillips was done with the company. A few have reached out to give their love for WWE's former WWE announcer Tom Phillips, including Mick Foley, who says, "I'm surprised to see that WWE let Tom Phillips go. I always enjoyed his announcing and thought his chemistry with his fellow commentators was professional, informative, and entertaining. Announcing in WWE is not easy, and he did it very well." Also commenting, AEW's Dax Harwood, who says, "For my money, Tom Hannifan was the best commentator I had the pleasure of working with. He worked so hard with us to get our story across. He put the words to our music. Maybe his biggest downfall was he enjoyed calling actual professional wrestling. I'm sure I'll see you soon." Aiden English says, "I'll always be grateful for Tom Hannifan for taking a chance on me and also offering me a chance to rediscover what I loved about wrestling at a time when I was starting to question it. What a damn pro who will be doing great stuff going forward, I'm sure." He is an excellent commentator, is Tom Phillips, and I hope that wherever he lands next will be something that fulfills him, and we wish him best of luck going forward. WWE Raw's creative team are fighting to get an NXT star called up. This comes from WrestleVotes, who say, "Regarding Finn Balor, I'm told members of the Raw creative team have asked for him for months now. No edict has come down from the top yanking him from Orlando. The NXT crew adores Balor, so unless the main roster has major plans for him, I'd think he's okay where he is." Eva Marie set to return to WWE TV next month. This comes from Andrew Zarian, who says that the return date is going to be near the beginning of June. Fightful Select are reporting that her current plans involve Eva Marie in a non-wrestling capacity being used to help get another female talent over as a manager or a valet. I believe there is something that Eva Marie can offer the TV product. I think in that managerial capacity, she could be a lot of fun. Paige has been banned from Twitch. Her channel, Soraya Official, is currently offline at time of recording. The ban came after she did a watch-along of Dumb and Dumber, the movie starring Jim Carrey. Previously, she'd streamed Labyrinth, and the ban, nothing happened from that. But then after she streamed Dumb and Dumber, she was hit with a ban for copyrighted airing of a movie. Twitch is very strict on what they allow on their platform. The rules do state that copyrighted footage is not allowed. Now, we don't know whether this is a temporary ban or a permanent one. We know that Twitch's strikes land a lot heavier than some of YouTube's ones as well. She makes a lot of money via Twitch, so hopefully it's something that can get resolved pretty quickly. Natalia was telling Renee on the oral sessions that she had an entire storyline featuring the SmackDown title scrapped. She says, "I was supposed to go into a rivalry with Sasha Banks earlier this year, and everything changed when Bianca Belair won the Rumble. I was so excited about wrestling Sasha because I think she's one of the greatest women's wrestlers in the world, if not the best. TJ said to me, 'You and Tamina need to be a team. You'll be perfect together.' He pulled up a picture and showed the family history. Owen with Yokozuna, the Head Shrinkers, the Bulldogs, the Heart Foundation, saying, 'Look at all the greatness your families have done together. You guys should be a team. You should pitch it.' I went from being sad not working with Sasha because I had all these ideas and we were training together. Sasha lit this fire in me. Then I had this new fire in me of teaming with Tamina. TJ was the inspiration behind it. You know what? They've done great things so far. It's been nice to see the Tamina train pulling out of the station." We send our best to Matt Cardona, who is on the shelf. Impact Wrestling revealing that he suffered a fractured orbital bone in a match against Brian Myers last week. It looks as if he's going to be out of action for the next 12 weeks. A speedy recovery to Matt Cardona. Also, a notable absence from Impact last night was Matt Stryker, who he, along with D'Lo Brown, have been doing commentary on the show as of late. Josh Matthews returned to announcing duties alongside D'Lo last night. PW Insider has said that Matt Stryker is still with the company, but he's missing several episodes of Impact going forward to handle some outside commitments. So Matt Stryker will be back. And a big push is planned for Xia Li. This comes from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, saying the deal with Xia Li in WWE right now is a big movement to have international stars for certain markets. Like with Mansoor, they have the right idea, but they won't go with them, which is very weird. They want a Latin star besides Rey Mysterio, because Rey's 46 years old. They want Indian stars, which is why we've got Jinder again. And they want Chinese stars, and that's where Xia comes in. Xia's got charisma, she's got the martial arts ability. When she does her stuff, it kind of looks good and everything. I don't know if she can make it or not, but that's the whole thing. She's a project. Mercedes Martinez has been around for probably close to 20 years. Mercedes' job is to help season Xia Li. So that's why they're doing that program now. Xia Li clearly has big plans within WWE. They're looking for, as Dave Meltzer said there, different champions, almost different ambassadors for different markets around the world. And Xia Li has big plans ahead. Heads up, no Love You By Friday today. Back as normal next week. Matthew is up on our Twitch channel tomorrow night playing Final Fantasy. Join him at twitch.tv/cultaholic. You'll hear Matthew on the podcast feed today, chatting with Jack and Ross on This Bloody Week in the Wrestling, on your questions from the mailbag, Reese's Pieces, and a big question for the week on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast. That's live later on today. Tomorrow, the classic SmackDown review returns. Matthew, Greg, and myself watching old episodes of SmackDown, and we are on the road to WWF No Mercy 2000. Any super fans of Kurt Angle will know the significance of that particular show, and we'll get there very, very soon. And on Sunday, on the podcast feed, Jack takes over on Desert Island Graps once more, and he is in conversation with football manager YouTuber Dr. Benji. Benji has amassed a huge following online playing Football Manager, and he and Jack have got a lot of stuff to chat about, including the time that Dr. Benji got Soldier Boy playing Football Manager.
A story I can tell to maybe entice people that have never tried it is that I managed to get Soldier Boy to play Football Manager. I'm sorry if this was one of your later questions. But Soldier Boy. And when I say Soldier Boy, I do mean Crank That. So yes, that Soldier Boy. As if there's another Soldier Boy. He was streaming. I hijacked his stream. He said, what game shall I play? I hijacked the poll. I got him to play Football Manager. And then there's this hour-long period of Soldier Boy play Football Manager. And I'm like, I can't let him just carry on his own here. He's bought the game for $50 on Steam at the very end of the game cycle. Like, it's bad. I'm messaging a friend. I'm going, does this night end with me sending Soldier Boy $50 out of guilt? is this how we have to end this? So he takes over Atlanta in the MLS in America.
I'm guessing he's from Atlanta. It must have been.
I think he just liked the place. I was like, oh, are you from there? No, he said. I was like, okay, we're going to roll with it. So he's managing Atlanta. But there's just moments in the stream where we're playing our first, we play one match together. And there's a moment where he scores like, let's go, Soldier Boy. And it's 2 in the morning. Like,
if we win, you have to go wild. If we score here, I want to see you up.
I'm about to clutch this shit. Let's go! Stop playing with me! He didn't get it! I got it!
What?
I got it! It's Rico! It's Rico!
Let's go, Soldier Boy!
It's Twist That TV slash Soldier Boy, man! Come on,
Come on! I'll get the harmonica out. Let's. It's Soldier Boy!
Come on, man!
It is Soldier Boy! We're loving this. The crowd are going wild. This is exceptional.
Let's go! And there you have it. Twitch.tv slash Soulja Boy. Football Manager 2020. First game. First victory. First dub. This is what we do. Shout out Dr. Benji. That's what we do right
Let's
here.
Go.
You wanted me to play Football Manager 2020? I played Football Manager 2020. Let's go. This is the start. You
conquered it. You won it. This is all you. This is unbelievable. Lad Bubble got involved. Football Manager themselves were like, what happened at night? Like, everyone went to bed. And then at 2 in the morning, I'm playing Football Manager with Soldier Boy. And I got a video out of it. So worth it in the end. But yeah, very, very fun. And he follows me on Twitter now. So we're boys.
And of course,
I realized bringing this up that Soldier Boy has now got a new chapter in his life where he's taking on Randy Orton.
So,
and I don't want to say I'm to blame, but you know, if you want a link, Jack, there's your link, mate.
I watched that Soldier Boy instance back, and Football Manager is a game that requires a bit of patience. Soldier Boy did not strike me as a very as someone with a very long attention span.
Can I control the players, he asks. I have to explain it very quickly.
A special Desert Island Graps presented by Jack on the podcast feed on Sunday. Bank holiday Monday. You're getting another Desert Island Graps. You're spoilt with these at the moment. I tell you, I'm in conversation with Nick Mondo, man who is going into the GCW Deathmatch Hall of Fame next weekend. We chat about his short but intense career in the deathmatch wrestling world and some big plans that he's got with Jon Moxley going forward that involve a movie. That's on the podcast feed on Monday, as well as something brand new featuring myself and the editor-in-chief of Cultaholic.com, Mitch Wadden. You will get Cultaholic.com's Wrestling Top 10 on Bank Holiday Monday. Mitch and I are going to go through the 10 biggest wrestling stories throughout May. And you can get completely caught up on the wrestling world from the month that is on the way out on the podcast feed on Bank Holiday Monday. YouTube.com/Cultaholic on the YouTube channel right now. Check out our list. The 10 coolest wrestling WWE stars of all time. There were some cool cats in WWE over the past multiple decades. Find out who some of the best are on the YouTube channel right now. Plus, over the weekend, we'll have live reactions to AEW Double or Nothing with Adam Pacitti at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. And on the channel on Monday, you will have What Happened At, Graded, and the fails from AEW Double or Nothing 2021. Cultaholic.com, the latest on the news of Tom Phillips' departure from WWE. We'll have more news on SummerSlam 2021 as it breaks. Plus, how well do you know every member of the New World Order? Take our quiz right now at Cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.